We will open this meeting for the Franklin Township Board of Trustees, special meeting for October 10th at 10 a.m. of 2024. And I would ask Trustee Fleishman if he would open us with prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and the opportunity to do the work of the township. We pray for those that are in the path of the hurricane this morning as the sun comes up and assess their damages and how stressful it can be for the second time around to redo what you just did. We thank you this day, and amen. Amen.
Chief Arnold, do you want to lead us in the pledge?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Mr. Mason, will you please give us a roll call?
Sure. Mr. Blevins?
Here.
Mr. Fleishman?
Here.
And Mr. Leeser. Julie, can you hear all right?
I can.
Great, thank you.
Awesome. I will make a motion that we adjourn into executive session. Executive session per the Ohio Revised Code 121.22.G.3, confirming with an attorney for a public body concern dispute involving public body that is subject of a pending or intimate court action. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Can we have a roll call on that?
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleishman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. We will go into executive session at 10:03. At this time, I would make a motion to come out of executive session at 11:03 on October 10th, 2024. I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
And that is with no decisions being made at this time, and I would ask for a roll call vote.
Mr. Blevins?
Yes.
Mr. Fleishman?
Yes.
And Mr. Leeser?
Yes. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Hearing nothing.
We're not closing the meeting. Are we talking to them, or we're just out of a session?
We're out,
just out of a session.
Right. Okay. Yep.
We didn't want you to have to open it back up. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, fellas.
Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for everything.
Thanks,
thank brother.
Thank you.
Thanks again. And good work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We'll have one soon.
See you, Scott.
We'll get together soon.
Yes. I'd rather do this not here. If you yeah. Mind sometime.
Yeah.
You guys have a good day.
Oh,
why did I do that?
While I have you, before we start with the department heads, I had talked to Cornell Robertson about a grant through the Ohio Department of Commerce, and the grant was an opportunity for the township to receive some additional funding for the Westland Mall project for the Boulevard. And what I found out yesterday was that for the township to apply for the grant, we would have to upfront the money first as a township. So let's say, for example, the grant was for $500,000. The township would absorb the cost of that project, and then we would apply for reimbursement back from the state. So I just wanted to throw that out there to the trustees, just to let you know that this grant is available, but there's an upfront cost.
And there's no guarantee.
So I didn't know if based on what the funding would be, I don't know if the township's in a position to do that.
To gamble it.
Yeah. So.
It's a flip of a coin.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think, my opinion is, I don't think we're financially at a point where we could
risk
losing.
Well, we've been fortunate enough now. We have $3.5 million already in progress that we're putting towards our project. So, I just think that for right now, I don't think financially we're in a position to do that.
It would be beautiful if we were spending the money anyways. It's like taking your family out to dinner, and then when the bill comes and you flip it over to see if you're the one that won the free dinner, you're going to pay for it anyways.
Yep. All right, we got to anything else on that? On that? Okay. Moving on. Who who's taking the department heads?
Did you not want a department head meeting?
Well, we can.
We
do
sat
that.
Here and said at a meeting we wanted department head meetings. I hear you said that Steve said he wanted a department head meeting, and so I thought we're already here. If you didn't want to do it, all we had to do was sit back and say we didn't want the damn thing.
We can do that. I can start and just get some things
out.
If you
have to leave, we can fill you in.
I don't know.
One thing I wanted to just talk about. And we are, the department heads are, they're getting better and better about this. I know we just had an example where we had to buy a new heat pump for the building here. So what we did, and I say we as a collaborative effort with the administrative staff here, and Jim and Ryan helped out. So we reached out and we got three quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think it's beneficial to bring to the trustees, when we are doing projects, multiple quotes. You know, for example, on the HVAC unit, we had a quote that was as high as $15,000, and we had a quote that went as low as $8,000. Then what I did is one step further is I talked to the contractors, and I found out that one unit was a 3-ton unit, the other two quotes were for 2-ton units. I asked, what are we replacing? They said, you were replacing a 2-ton unit. So if I have a quote for a 2-ton unit, I'm going to replace it with a 2-ton unit.
Right.
So we had multiple quotes. And I do think, and again, the department heads are getting better at this, but I do think unless it's a specific item, like in case with Bob, I'll use something for the medic or something for the fire truck. If there's one specific vendor, I get it. But for example, if it's tires, there are multiple vendors out there. And again, it's just an example. So if we're getting 3-4 quotes for tires, if we're getting a quote that's really high for a tire and a quote that's lower, again, is it the same product? But can we look at avenues where we're getting multiple quotes? And again, it all comes down to using a taxpayer dollar wisely. I think that's critical that we start using that approach.
Right.
And like I said, they're getting better. They really are trying.
I understood the analogy of the 3-ton. Myself, when I'm thinking of, because I did this for myself, if there wasn't much difference in the 3-ton versus the 2-ton, I would have said 3-ton just based on the hot summer that we had this year. A 3-ton can idle a lot easier along versus a 2-ton. But again, we're only keeping the place real cool while we're working 8 hours a day here, and not necessarily, I'm hoping that the AC isn't staying at high temperatures when no one's here. Okay. Which building was it that we were looking at for this air conditioning? Here?
Yeah, this.
Okay, got you.
And that thermostat's not programmable. So to answer your question, it isn't like up until 5 o'clock at this temperature, and then
right.
It's not a,
but I mean, if they turn it, the temperature higher when they leave, like say they keep it 70, and if they put it to 78 when they walk out the door, the first person in turns it back down within 30 minutes, it would be back down 7 degrees.
And I've got to guess, with this new unit, we are getting a thermostat. So in these modern times, I have to guess that it's a...
You can program it. Yeah.
Okay.
And you can do it by your phone even.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the weekends, you can just set it at 75, 80, whatever. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then the only, another question I have, do you have designated people responsible for overseeing your POs, your purchase order process, or do you handle them directly? Okay.
Just me.
Okay. Because I just wondered, sometimes there seems to be hiccups where we don't have a purchase order, and then there's something in the pipeline to get purchased, and then we have to scramble a little bit to get the purchase order so we can send it to the vendor to get the invoice paid. But that's better to know that the department heads are strict, they strictly have their hands on the PO process. Mm-hmm. That's reassuring.
We cannot spend a dime without having a PO first. we can't stress that enough.
Yeah. I know there's going to be from time to time an emergency come up and we do it, but before it comes up here, we definitely need to have a PO before you walk in the door so that we know, and it's on the agenda.
Yes. And all the information. All of it. Anything else, Steve?
Can we take it one step further? I just want to use an example. I'm just curious. Take the sign, for example. So does the sign not come across the table to be voted on? Maybe I misunderstand how it works. So explain
it
to me
should have been.
How the sign works. When Byron was on Steve's amount of money that he was allowed to spend, you guys know all the right terminology on everything, his expenditures, that sheet that we go through,
mm-hmm. yep.
that was for some stitching on some two people's uniforms, and I came to talk to you about it,
mm-hmm.
And things like that. When I see stuff on there, I got to question it. It's like, I always thought from when I sat back here, I'm new now, if we're going to get a sign, why did the board not approve the sign?
Yeah.
That was my fault.
I didn't call this meeting for that. This meeting was if you remember, in the middle of a meeting, he said, this will never happen again. We're going to have a department head meeting, and we're going to get this straightened out. So I called. Then at the very last meeting, they said, we need to have a department head meeting. So I said, we're having a meeting today, so why not have the department head meeting? As opposed to just saying it and saying it and saying it and do nothing about it. So that's the reason for the department head meeting. So I just want to know what's the proper procedure. As far as what was just stated, I met with all three of you right when I came in office, and I told you, if you want me to vote on it, I have to have it by, and so I wrote it down again today, and I think it should be across the board. It should be, we don't vote on anything we don't have in our hands by 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning, because we have to read it. We have to understand it, not just sit here on Thursday and be presented it and vote it through.
But there are some things like stitching on uniforms, things like that, it don't have to come across to us. That's day-to-day normal wear items.
Yeah, that was covered by the PO.
You're right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I just use that as an example.
No, I'm just saying that. Yeah. I don't want to confuse them.
Okay, I'll use another example. I saw Peterman out back taking down a tree, right? Was that them? And you spoke to us and everything? Do you just approve that? Or how does it work?
That was actually, excuse me, that was actually me, Mike. I wanted to get those trees down because we were working with a contractor, which now we found that we can't afford that contractor, and it's something that Jim and I talked about that his guys will be able to do with that parking lot area out there. Yeah, it was a project, and I know from past experience that Peterman's quotes have always been the lowest.
Yeah, no, they did. I get that.
So that was actually me saying, Jim, we need to get these trees down so we can get moving on this project.
Well, that's...
But you are exactly right.
Because I think we're waiting for a quote for a resident, too. Am I right or wrong?
And they got with them the other day.
That'll come across. You said you'd bring it back to the board. Am I correct
or
wrong?
Well, not the quote for the resident. I'll bring the quote to remove our tree that's in the right-of-way.
Okay.
But he's actually doing a quote for the same guy for a couple of trees.
Well, like I said, this was never about any individuals for me. This was just about, if it's a policy, it's a policy, and if we're going to do it, let's do it.
Yes, sir.
There's some jagged lines there, too. I mean, you can approve POs up to a certain amount.
I can, but I'm a proponent of, again, if I can get three or four quotes.
Right.
And I think the board would be more comfortable with that.
Sometimes time's the issue, though, in this case.
That was the issue with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we're not going
to
see everything before you do this.
The sign and how it slipped through the cracks.
you want to hear it, but by no means do I want it to be an excuse. I called the company that did this sign, and they drug me along for about 6 weeks, saying they were going to get me a design and a quote. It never happened. The insurance company had called me back and said, hey, what's going on with this claim? I need quotes so we can close this claim. So I called this place again, no answer, no call back. So I called the next sign company down the list, which is in the township down here on Harmon,
right.
Day Night Signs. That guy was awesome. He sent me a quote immediately. So it was under Steve's threshold. So I started that process just under the $10,000 PO threshold because the insurance company reacted. So I thought I was just doing the right thing. In hindsight, since it's such a visible part of the township, it certainly should have come across your guys' desk for approval. No doubt. No doubt.
Only thing I'm saying, if that's the way it's supposed to be, then that's the way it should be. Because it's when we get into something starts going sideways on anything, and I went in to Steve's office to ask the question, and he doesn't have the answer. And then, like I said, at that meeting, you were there, you see what happened. Mm-hmm. And so we should just have a policy, and everybody agree to it, and that's what we do. Just tell me what it is. I can abide by whatever it is. If they want Steve to approve them, then Steve approves them, good. It's not going to come back on me. You know, we have some information that they don't have.
Right.
Do you understand? And you should realize the information that we got from them the other day was about shit like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, my philosophy is I want the board to know everything, because I don't want, and I'm going to be blunt, I don't want the gotcha moment when you ask me a question and I don't know. That's not how it's supposed to work. If you ask me, in the case of a sign, what are we doing, what does it cost, what's the design, who, I have to be able to tell you.
The speed trailers was a prime example. We dug in and found a better one.
And we talk, and the department heads are understanding that I think they can appreciate the fact that sometimes I sit here and I'm falling on swords because I don't have that information. And I'm not that type of person that likes to sit in a community public meeting with trustees or city council members or whomever and have you ask me a question and I don't know because I don't have the information.
Well, Mr. Mazur, I'm going to tell you something. If that happens, you need to discipline your men.
Well, that's what I said. It's a process. Much like in the past, things were done so loosely. We're tightening the ship up, and the gentlemen are on board.
Well, you know, we've been tightening this up. I've been here. This is my third year. We've been tightening this up and tightening this up. Tightening's over. Tightening is over. If they present something without you knowledge of it or without us having all the information for it, I can't speak for the other two trustees, but I expect you for disciplinary actions. With this talking about it over and over and over again is not getting us anywhere. I am not going to sit here in 4 years and be faced with what we're facing with the auditor state now. Not going to happen.
And I want to go back.
It's time, gentlemen, we're all adults. Get on board, figure it out, or face the consequences. I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of watching this man get stressed out and fall on swords. I'm tired of asking questions about things and having the deer in the headlight look. Someone wanted to rip the Band-Aid off today, so let's rip it off. You know what? You know what your job is. I'm tired of hearing it over and over and over again. And Mr. Mazur, I don't know if I how I can make it any more clear. If it happens again, in my opinion, disciplinary has to happen. Has to. There's got to be consequences. We've tightened up and tightened up and tightened up and tightened up on these gentlemen. We've talked to them and talked to them and talked to them. I do not talk to my kids or my grandkids more than twice without a severe punishment. And that's what needs to happen.
I want to go back because I don't want any questions about this to be wrong. That was not about Bob's sign. The day that that meeting where things went sideways was when I questioned about the letter. The newsletter.
Yes.
That's the day you went in the office, you found out how much, and that we didn't know the $4,200. You came back out and sat down at the table. Bob's sign thing didn't come up.
No.
Until the very last
right.
meeting. It had nothing
and
to
Bob,
do.
And Bob, I wasn't
and
I'm
Jim,
directing it at all.
I wasn't questioning Jim on the tree
You're
thing.
You're right.
I just wanted to know what comes across the table, what doesn't come across the table. That's what the point I was pointing out. Same, and I just wanted to be made that I had gone, because I was told, go to the individual and talk to him. So I did go to Byron and say, can you explain to me what $700-some is for this stitching? Seems like a lot. I understand. He explained it to me. Made sense. So I never brought it up anymore. But again, what you said is 100% sure, and it's all going to be clear to them when this comes out, but it isn't clear to them right now.
And